Welcome to our Thriving at the Beach podcast, your reliable source of information and a peek under the tent regarding all of the amazing things taking place in our Grand Strand community. There are so many great things underway here that we believe it's time to start telling our stories. That's exactly what Thriving at the Beach will do. This podcast has been created for all the residents in this great coastal community because we want you to be the first to know things that are coming and get the most accurate and up-to-date details on every initiative. In this podcast, we'll be hearing from the community partners that are busy building a brighter and more vibrant tomorrow. These partners will include the City of Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach Downtown Alliance, the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Team, the multiple chambers of commerce, the HTC Aspire Hub Emerge leadership, key business leaders, assorted community partners, and many more. It's our hope that you'll catch the momentum of how we are and will be thriving at the beach. I'm Peggy Masterson, and I'll be your host for Thriving at the Beach. I'm the director of the Partnership Grand Strand Foundation, and in case you haven't heard about us, we are the nonprofit foundation that's an extension of the Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce. We were created by local business leaders to serve local residents and local businesses across all of the 14 communities that make up our beautiful coastal area. Our work allows us the opportunity, a very unique opportunity, to collaborate and support all of the organizations that are busy building a better tomorrow. This provides us a wonderful opportunity to collect all this exciting information and share it with each of you. I could not be more excited to be able to facilitate a way for these experts to tell their stories and share their exciting news with you. So get ready, get psyched to get a peek under the tent on projects, businesses, and opportunities coming to our area. I can't wait to watch you catch the momentum and then share it with others. Let's dive right in. Hi, Thriving at the Beach listeners. Thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to a new episode of our amazing podcast. As you know, our primary goal is to get you excited about the future of Myrtle Beach and the surrounding areas. And we do that by giving you an opportunity to meet the people that are busy driving this success in the background. These are folks that we don't often get an opportunity to bring to the forefront and to give them an opportunity to really share some of the great work that they're doing on a regular basis. And today we have two amazing ladies here from the Horry County School System. These ladies are doing amazing work in the area of career development. This is an area that many of you may not know a lot about, but I think you'll be super impressed when you get the opportunity to learn about what these ladies are doing and how they're preparing your high school students or your high school children, I should say, for the workforce. Today, we're super excited to have both Tashina Chestnut and Amanda Venata here with us. And we also have BJ Beaver, who is going to be my co-host, as he is working very closely with these ladies and will be able to give you the best quality interview as we get a chance to move forward. So without further ado, welcome to Tashina and Amanda.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm so glad you guys are here, and thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us and help us get your message out through the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So as we get started, I want to take a minute and introduce both of these ladies to you. So we'll start with Tashina. Tashina is a native of North Myrtle Beach. She graduated from North Myrtle Beach High School and started her career in 2004 as a career and technology teacher in the Horry County school system. She moved on to assistant principal and is now the director of the career and tech program for all of the Horry County high schools. She is married and has two girls that I'm sure keep her very busy when she's not busy working on career development. As we segue to Amanda, Amanda's also a mom with two children, but she's busy in the Horry County school systems as well. She spent quite a few years in Southern California before she came into the Horry County area, but she's been here for 13 years. She started as a health science teacher, was also an athletic trainer in the Horry County schools, and is the founder of the health science internship program. Currently, she is the work-based learning specialist for the Horry County School District. And when she isn't working, she is also an avid mountain biker. So if you're ever looking for her, you could potentially find her mountain biking somewhere in the outskirts of Horry County. So without further ado, I think what I'll do is turn this over to BJ Beaver to just kind of chat with you ladies a little bit about some of the work that you're doing. I will be back at the end of your interview. Thanks so much.
Hey, Thriving at the Beach. This is BJ Beaver, your Business Retention and Development Coordinator with Partnership Grand Strand. As Peggy so kindly introduced, our two guests today, Ms. Tashina Chestnut and Amanda Van Natta. So very happy to have the opportunity to interview you guys and just really tell the story about the great work that you're doing in Horry County. One of the first things I want to talk to you guys about, and take your time out, either one of you guys can answer this question. You know, in workforce development, we talk a lot about CTE, that acronym gets thrown out a lot. Can one of you guys just explain what CTE is? I think that's very helpful for our audience to know.
Certainly. CTE, in some places you'll hear career technology education, other places you'll hear career technical education, but it stands for the same thing. It's basically your different pathways that are offered for your career programs. And what we try to do is introduce students to different majors earlier on. Elementary, middle school, get them that start and give them the opportunity to explore the different areas of interest once they are in high school.
Amanda, I'm going to put you on the spot and throw a question your way. You know, why do you think the community should take an interest in CTE? Because it sounds like it's something special than just getting a standard high school diploma. So why should we kind of follow what's happening in the CTE world?
I think, first of all, I think it's something that not many people are aware that even exists in our schools. I mean, I'm not going to divulge my age, but most of us went to school when it was history, science, social studies, PE, graduation. You're 18, pick what you want to do the rest of your life, and you think, well, I've never been exposed to anything. I don't even know what careers are out there. So I think South Carolina in particular does a really great job of developing these programs to expose children to opportunities and careers that they might want to or might not want to. I mean, I think there's validation there. You take a class and you think, oh, that's not exactly what I thought it was. And thank goodness I didn't go to a four-year college to learn that. But our Horry County Schools is doing a very good job in creating programs that fit the students at every high school. Therefore, you're not going to see a recipe, for example, copy, cut, paste for every single school. The programs are tailored to what the school students, parents are requesting and seeking out. So you're going to see different majors in our different areas that reflect the desires of those students.
Perfect. And in just a second, I'm going to ask you guys more about some of what those initiatives are. But before we get too much further down that road, Tashina, I know you're a little bit newer in your role. So, you know, would you mind sharing with us kind of what your vision is for you in this role and kind of some of the things you want to get accomplished?
Sure. Being in this role, my vision is to have something for every student. Their success story we all want to be a part of. If this student is more analytical, then maybe we can introduce them to the computer science or the architectural pathways. If the student is more hands-on, then we have, of course, the ATA, who has automotive technologies and different things for the students to, you know, culinary things that they may like of that nature, different things for them to pique their interest and, you know, get them ready to pursue those pathways once they graduate high school or even as they're in high schools. That's what Amanda does a lot with incorporating the community, giving those kids the internships and opportunities to go out into the workforce and see what those jobs actually entail before jumping head on into a career and not liking it.
No, I think that's great because, again, to Amanda's point a little bit earlier, is having the opportunity for all kids and trying to explore what you want to do at 17 before you get to the point where you're investing, you know, in financial aid and other things like that. So I think that's great that your vision is to have something that'll serve all kids.
Everybody.
Yes,
exactly.
Ma'am. Awesome. Awesome. So let's talk about the work that you guys are doing. Can you guys share with us two initiatives that you're working on currently that you're really excited about that you want our listeners to know about?
Well, I'm going to brag on BJ here for a minute. So many of you don't know that we live close to each other, like across the street. And I'm going to share a little story. So sorry, BJ. But when he first came into this position, we were enjoying our driveway beverages one evening, and he said, I was like, oh, tell me about your new job. What is it? What do you have to do? He's explaining it to me, and he said, now, do you happen to know who I should contact? I got to get in touch with some Horry County, you know, someone at the Horry County Schools District Office who does, like, career development. I'd like to, you know, form a relationship with him. And I go, well, I'm right here. Nice to meet you.
So I was like, nice to meet you as well.
I think it's a very easy relationship to build in kind of putting our powers together. So that I say that to say that Partnership Grand Strand and BJ and I have been working on a couple different initiatives to get our high school programs out there so businesses know what's happening in our high schools. Like I said before, many people don't even know the programs that are offered in the high school right down the street. So the first thing we started working on last year was this called the CTE Showcase. And essentially what we're trying to do with that initiative is invite businesses into all of our high schools. It's pretty much a year-long commitment. We meet about 5 times. And each trip we go in, we go to different high schools, 3 specific high schools to be exact, a day. We are toured through the school, specifically the CTE programs. Principals are given the opportunity to talk to the business members. And then the businesses get to go into the classrooms, meet students, see what the kids are actually learning. We had a business last year that saw what was going on in North Myrtle Beach with their web design and development and said, you know, I just paid $2,000 to get my website redone. And this student right here is their website's way better. And I think it's very profound when they can see and touch and really interact with the students and being aware of their knowledge level. So we did that last year, got to all of 11 high schools. So we have 9 base schools in our district and we have 2 program schools. But our 20 businesses were able to tour all of those and get contacts. And from that, we've had internships, we've had guest speakers. We've had tours that really are starting to connect the pieces with our school system and our community partners and really opening the doors of opportunity. So,
awesome. Tashina, I know that you got a chance. I saw you on a couple of the tours. Give us your kind of feedback as Amanda and I were, you know, lucky enough to build it, but you actually saw it kind of third hand or second hand at that point. So what are your thoughts towards the Career Readiness Showcase?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. Being that my background is CTE, but I was in 1 or 2 schools serving at North Myrtle Beach and Myrtle Beach, I kind of only knew what North Myrtle Beach and Myrtle Beach had to offer when it comes to this big picture. But being able to participate in the showcase, I was just absolutely blown away and just excited to add to what we're already doing in Horry County Schools. I had no idea at that point until going to those showcases about the great things that our teachers and our students were doing along with the business partners. So just one of my goals for this year would be to just grow that tremendously and get it out there. You know, this is what we're doing at Horry County Schools. This is how we want to be a part of our kids' success stories. It was a great feeling. And I shared it with Amanda before and I'm like, I had no idea. You know, I just had no idea that, you know, they had the industrial kitchen at ATA for these kids to actually learn and take part in this culinary experience.
Yeah, I mean, very much like you, I'm a product of Horry County Schools as well. And, you know, my experience was at Socastee High School, but I had no idea of what's happening in all of the high schools and all the equipment and the investment that the district office has put into our students. And it's just really cool to see that and see how our businesses can take advantage of those opportunities. Amanda, are there any industries that you're looking to target that you'd like to participate in the Career Readiness Showcase?
I think, first of all, we look for industries. We have several industries that have been supportive of Horry County Schools. They've been receptive to guest speaking, but they're exposed to such little segments of the district that I think the first and second iteration is really exposing the businesses to all that we have to offer in all areas of the district, which is immense. So I think I'm targeting businesses that have demonstrated support, but also businesses that, one, don't know anything about us, or two, through our conversations and through growing in this position that I'm in, learning what's needed in Horry County. And there's a lot of need and areas to fill within Horry County. So I definitely want to serve those areas.
Okay. Awesome. And one of the things that I want to kind of share, because, again, experiencing career readiness showcase firsthand, one of the programs that we're actually working on now is Build Something Amazing. And Build Something Amazing came from some of the partners that participated in the career readiness showcase. So would you mind kind of sharing where we are with Build Something Amazing and what that may be?
Yeah. I'm going to give you the go around story. I'm going to give you the long way home, so to speak. But for a very long time, even myself as a product of once you finish high school, you go to college. High school, go to college. And that's just what the accepted steps were. And when I was teaching in the classroom, I was highlighting some of our, you know, yes, college, but college that maybe you don't have to go through 4 years, go to tech school, get a 2-year degree. And since I've been in this role, it's even solidified more that there are so many opportunities that don't involve any college education. And many people have come to me throughout my time and saying, well, what about skilled labor? What about trades? And if you're out there listening, I hear you. I heard you.
We
hear you. I tell people, literally, I say, that's my flag I'm flying in this career right now is to represent and provide opportunities for students who think they want to go to college, but really don't, but are not sure what they want to do. You know, it's ironic. I have a master's degree and I could go get an associate's degree and get paid just as much, you know, and that's not a reflection of anything. It's just a reflection of it's not so much a needed step to get a good career as much as it was 30 years ago. And there's so much opportunity out there, specifically in Horry County for the trades. We all know we've heard the statistic about we're the number one growing area in the country, a lot of growth. And if you've been here for more than 5 minutes, you know that there's a lot of traffic, a lot of congestion, a lot of growth. Every time you go down another road, it's clear cut and they're putting houses in or some sort of strip mall. So yes, it's here. But with that is the need for these trades to make those things happen, all trades. An initiative that was just approved this year was to do a trade event where we target high school seniors who have indicated that they're interested in trade skills, any trade skill. And we are partnering with Horry Georgetown Technical School, along with Partnership Grand Strand, to provide an opportunity to bus these students to Tech's campus in Market Common, where these students will learn about the programs that HGTC has to offer, but also pair that with businesses that provide on-the-job training, apprenticeships. We are looping in Apprenticeship Carolina and the Talent Foundation because these organizations will employ students immediately, provide them on-the-job training, and avoid the necessary schooling that students think they have to get before they can get a job. And they don't know, when I say they, the students, they don't know. So this is an educational event to say, listen, here are your options. You might want to go to tech. But also, if you're a senior in high school and you need a job, you could get lined up on an apprenticeship, get paid, get trained for your career, finish high school, and within a year or two have all of your education and have no debt and be making $60,000, which as a 19-year-old, I was not making, I can tell you that.
I don't think many 19-year-olds know what to do with $60,000 these days. So, you know, but it's a great opportunity for them to really take advantage of the trade careers that are in our industry. And, you know, I do want to give Tashina a shout out as well, because you and I kind of banged our heads against the wall for, you know, many a meetings to get this done. And then we show it to Tashina. She's like, yes. So what was your level of buy-in for this?
It's needed. It's definitely needed. The growth in this area is tremendous. These kids, like she said, it was always instilled in us. You go to high school, you graduate high school, you go on to college, and that's the only way you're going to be quote unquote successful. But that is not true. Kids, if COVID taught us anything, is that there are other ways of doing things and there are other ways of being successful. And our kids definitely can go to these trade events or trade schools and get the same skills and expertise that they need to be self-sufficient, to be able to operate their own business, electricians, plumbing, HVAC, any of that stuff is needed. you know, it's not a glamorous job, but it's needed and you can make a great living off of it. So when I met with you all and Amanda had been talking about it and said she wanted to do this, she had this idea and that partnership Grand Strand and everybody was just on board. What do I think about it? I'm like, it's excellent. It's a great opportunity for our kids and those kids who may not be your top 10 or 15% in their grade. You know, they don't make the grades. They really don't care for school, but they can do things with their hands or they're tech savvy. You know, they can get the job done and still be successful. So I was all for it. And I think those kids being identified in their IGPs, which is individual graduation plans, being identified for their interest is in skills, trades, or hands-on careers. You know, we're not just throwing it out there to anybody. We're targeting students who we think could really benefit from this, and also allowing the schools to have a little buy-in to say, hey, this student needs this, this student needs this. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity. We have to be equal on all ends of the spectrum, and I think this brings it to the table.
No, that's awesome. I know Amanda and I both appreciate you green lighting it for us, because again, meeting after meeting to get it done. But just a shameless plug, if you're a parent out there, make sure you're looking for that permission slip, sign that permission slip to get your child at this event on November 20th, as well as if you're a business in our community that does skilled trade and you need talent, please make sure you sign up. You can reach out to me at Partnership Grand Strand. You can reach out to Amanda Vannata or Tashina. That way you have an opportunity to get signed up and plugged into this event.
Also, if you're a parent and you have a student that you think your child might be interested in it, every high school has someone called a job coach. If your child does not know who that person is, they can certainly ask at the school, and you can go see your job coach and request that you would like to attend this event to learn more about trades, and they can get you on the list and get you taken care of.
That's a great call out, Amanda. I appreciate you bringing that up as well. One more question for you guys. You know, what's on your wish list? Like, what would you like to see happen in our community? What would you like? How would you like to see the businesses engage? Kind of tell me what's on your wish list.
I think starting with this trade event, obviously we are targeting one specific cluster, and there are about 13 to 16. 16, but I heard it's going to go down a little bit, but specific clusters. So obviously we can do this to every cluster. We also run a health science career fair for students who are interested in healthcare. So I think as we begin to target one of these like bowling balls and a pin, like you do one and you do another, eventually I'd like to grow it to it's almost like a full bowling lane where they're all lined up and we can route the kids where they want to go and they have an opportunity to really explore opportunities around them, whether that's in college or going right into the career or an apprenticeship. All of these are opportunities that have always been around, but no one is aware, the students have not been aware of what's right there. So I think I would like to see these beginning programs blossom and grow. I would like businesses to recognize what great talent lies in our high school students and what potential is there, and to really open their doors and really welcome these students into the businesses so we can start kind of growing talent right here in our backyard.
Anything else on your wish list, Amanda, you want to add in there?
Yeah. Also, as our students are connecting to our community members, we do offer internships. It's an opportunity for students to really learn firsthand what it's like to do that job. I think it would be amazing if we could grow these internship programs. If the students are recognized for their knowledge, these paid internships, and that paid internship just naturally grows and develops into a paid career, especially for those careers where the kids could leave high school and go right into a job directly from high school. So if we can grow that internship and the business support, that would be amazing. I tell everyone who listens to me all the time that Horry County has all the puzzle pieces, right? They're all there. They're just not quite put together perfectly as in terms of growing our students from high school and getting them connected to career opportunities here in the area. So I think with a little just turning and tweaking, we can really grow and develop something really amazing right here.
That's awesome. And then Tashina, as a director, is there an initiative or something on your wish list that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Not a certain initiative, just the directive of that, along the same lines of what Amanda was saying, just the opportunities. I want our schools to be aware of opportunities within the community, and I also want the community to be aware of opportunities within the school. I feel like this partnership together will allow for the growth of Horry County altogether. I think kids should know, you know, what's out there, and if businesses are looking for a certain type of student, or let us know, because we want to cater those students to be employable for you as well. So I think just exploring all the opportunities that students have, you know, I don't consider myself to be that old, but we didn't have these opportunities, and I would hate for someone to just miss out on all of this because of the I didn't know. So I want it to be known in every school. I want businesses around here to know that we are here to assist them by providing students who can actually do the work.
So is it fair to say, kind of under your leadership, the I didn't know mentality is not going to be the accepted answer moving forward?
It is not.
That's what we like
to hear. I like the ring of that.
I like that. No more I didn't know. That's right. That's right. And then lastly, just to kind of close us out, you know, you mentioned earlier that you see the growth in our community and things are changing. And how do you, and you guys can answer whoever wants to go first, but how do you feel about the growth of our community and, you know, your optimism towards the growth or in concerns towards the growth? Just want to give you an opportunity to speak towards the growth of our community and the role that Horry County Schools is going to play in that growth.
Well, if you're looking at the growth of Horry County in general, it's just more of a reason to get more options out there for our students. Like, careers are being started and jobs are being created everywhere you look. If you use, what is it, Fire Tower Road, you know, they got the Amazon Center back there. They have UPS back there. Well, there are multiple jobs within those buildings. Pepsi Bottling Company is back there as well. So why not get our students acclimated to what is here so they don't feel like they have to go anywhere else, because it is growing. We will need the assistance. We will need our nurses and everything else that's going through all the other technical programs. So I think, like we just stated before, that I don't know is not going to be a factor. It's going to be something for everybody. I believe everybody can do something to contribute to the growth and sustain the growth of Horry County.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Amanda, anything you want to add into that?
I think from the student perspective, sometimes they confuse a job with a career or vice versa. You know, a career is not a job and a job is not a career. Well, sometimes it can be, but, you know, they think I have to go to get a job. So they go down to a fast food restaurant or a summer job that, you know, part time. But that's not the only opportunities. In fact, there's careers that are all around them that they potentially are more than qualified for. And they mistaken a job for a career and may perhaps sometimes pick a job because they think that's the only one available. So eliminating the I didn't know that mentality, I think, really breaks down the walls and the barriers to that information. I think combining our CTE growth within the district with the revitalization that's occurring here in downtown Myrtle Beach, in combination with the economic boom and the physical growth of the people, we're on the brink of creating something really great. I think there's a lot of room to grow and develop, but the pieces are there. And I think it's an excellent opportunity to really start pushing and sharing information so that I don't know is a thing of the past. And the I don't know is turned into I found out and now I am. Fill in the blank.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I kind of picked up on that you guys said over and over throughout the podcast was you kept saying the word career. I heard career several times, and someone very wiser than me told me a long time ago that job stands for just over broke. And so I like that you guys continue to say careers and the students are looking for careers, because we don't want them to have a job or be just over broke. So, you know, I appreciate you guys for giving me some time to interview you and visit with us and share how you guys are making an impact in our community. And I'm going to pass it back over to Peggy to close us out.
Well, I'm not sure about you, but every time I get to chat with Tashina and Amanda, I learn a few more things about the work that Horry County Schools is doing and their commitment to career development. Tashina and Amanda have been two of the most collaborative people that Partnership Grand Strand has come to know. And they are truly the reason that BJ Beaver and the PGS team have been able to pull together the CTE showcase that you heard about today and the Start Something Amazing program and the Build Something Amazing programs that are currently underway with the Horry County Schools. I firmly believe this is just the beginning of what programming will continue to be built as we continue to work together to try to prepare our kids as best we can for all the options that exist for career development. So you heard it for yourself how much both of these ladies want you to reach out and connect with them. Whether you're a parent or an employer, please take them up on their offer. We will be sure to put their contact information in the show notes so you can reach out to them at your will. I hope you feel as encouraged as we do that our Horry County schools are preparing tomorrow's workforce. And there's people working behind the scenes like these two ladies that are making it happen. Please try to get involved and take the time to learn what's available today and know that there will be more programming coming in the future. Till next time, stay encouraged. And as always, keep on thriving. So that's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. You can find this podcast as well as a transcript of the podcast on Partnership Grand Strand's website, which is partnershipgrandstrand.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll release a new episode every other week, so stay tuned to get that behind-the-scenes info on how we are thriving at the beach and across our entire coastal community. Till next time, keep thriving.